الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran as we have recited in the first ayah إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very grieved at one point, and he really wanted the forgiveness of all people. In fact, he read this ayah repeatedly. إن تعذبهم, O Allah, if you punish them, as far as they are concerned, they are your servants. And O Allah, if you forgive them, in other words, it'll be much more easier and nicer and less embarrassing for them on the day of Qiyamah. For verily, you are the king, you are the master, you are the most wise. And also in other places in the Quran, you are most forgiving. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted people to be forgiven. However, we have to realize that the emotions of a prophet, the feelings of a prophet, are not enough to gain forgiveness. Although we do know that the dua of a prophet goes a very long way, the point here being, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted the best, but that is not enough. People have to be willing to become the best in order for them to gain paradise and the benefit of being part of the prophetic council. We began Surah An'am, where in the first phrase is Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. Where Allah, and we realize that all praise is for Allah. Why? Because He is that Allah that has created the skies, the earth, and has also allowed us to go towards the various negative and evil pathways, as just as much as He has allowed us to go towards that which is nur. The ulama have said, when you look at the word nur, it is a singular word, it's not a plural word. It is nur, because nur is one. That means, as far as evil is concerned, it comes to us in many different ways and different forms, and we have to be very, very intelligent towards this, realizing of this fact. So the various negative pathways that exist out there, we have to learn to shun them away, help move them away from ourselves, and go towards the one nur, the path of Allah and the path of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Another ayah says, وَلْسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, travel the earth. ثُمَّ نَظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, and observe the punishment, the outcome of those individuals that have denied the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brother and sister in Islam, traveling is not just to go to a country and say, oh my goodness, the lawn was so beautiful over there. Did you see the food the people eat over there? Did you see how they dress versus how we dress? That's not the idea of travel. In fact, it is stated that the best travel is to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's the Ka'batullah, whether it's Madinatul Munawwarah, Makkatul Mukarramah, or for that matter, Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis. Other than that, our travel should be limited, and we should ask ourselves whenever we are traveling, why are we doing it, and what message are we trying to pass in our travel? I'm not saying don't go to our home countries, it's fine, it's wonderful, but sometimes these trips are futile in nature. They come with a very, very high price, and the conflict that is resulting as a result of some of our travelers are not very justified. Again, the reason why this comes, these conflicts come, is because our travels are not for the sake of Allah alone. وَلَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ, in as far as the words of Allah is concerned, do not become amongst those people that change the words. Whatever Allah said, say it the way it is. And whatever our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say, regardless of how beautiful it may sound from your mouth, if he did not say it, it's not our duty to say it. Our duty should be to say what Allah has said in the Quran, and our Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the form of the ahadith. That is why the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam also states, if you say something that is wrongful in nature and something that is incorrect, and I may add, even though it may sound very beautiful, remember, we are placing ourselves in the pathway of misery, not only in this world but also in the hereafter to come. فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. that that individual that believes in Allah and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the added phrase wa aslaha, that means we may have done wrong after we have believed in Allah and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, what we must do, we must rectify ourselves. We must put aside the evil. We must do good after we believe in Allah and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And for such individuals, there'll be no fear, there'll be no grief. You will realize, my brother and sister, the only reason why we have fear and grief, and the reason why we have anxiety, is because on the one hand, we are claiming to be followers of that which is good, and on the other hand, we are doing that which is wrong. The human being does not love conflict. That is why when you lie or when you say something wrong, immediately you have to backtrack. You have to make phone calls. You have to go back and say, well, I meant this and I did not mean that. Or I did not mean that and I meant this instead. That is why a true believer believes in Allah, believes in Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, does that which is right. And for such individual, there is a total amount of tranquility in everything they take part in. Also the Quran says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَا إِنِّي أَرَاكَ وَقَوْمَكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Rather than going through each one of these ayat, we learn that differences will take place between father and child. This is inevitable. It will take place. Sometimes they may be part of the same faith. Sometimes they may be as a result of differing faiths. Here we learn, always be nice to your father and mother, regardless of the animosity, regardless of the hatred, and regardless of the disbelief sometimes they may place to you. Regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. And the ayah thereafter continue, you and I also search for the truth. Even though we are Muslims, sometimes we have this question that aches us. Who is Allah? Where is Allah? What is Allah all about? In the month of Ramadan, our faith increases. That's why we are here today. That's why we are here tonight. Because we want the very best for ourselves after we have realized that indeed there is a creator. Indeed there are prophets. Indeed prophets were sent to reform humanity. Likewise, as far as Ibrahim alayhi salam is concerned, he reflected upon the various entities out there, whether it is the skies, whether it is the stars, whether it is upon the moon, whatever it was. And each thing he saw, it came and it went. The moon comes, the moon goes. The star comes, the star goes. The sun comes, the sun goes. However, he did not just say that, wow, look how brilliant the sun is. Wow, look how brilliant the star is. They use it for navigation system, and therefore, this is what I must worship. He did not let his premature thinking get into the way. Rather, what he did was the following. He reflected and he realized that all these things are just coming and going. There must be something behind all this, my brother and sister. There must be something behind the creation of your car. There may be something behind your son and daughter or parents. There is something behind our houses. There is something behind our degrees. There is something behind our intelligence. So what did he say? إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Essentially what he did was that he realized and he brought to the forefront that Allah has created everything. As a result of that, I must give myself to the monotheistic life, to the monotheistic lifestyle. That means believe in the one Allah and nothing besides that one Allah, and all the prophets, including the final messenger in our case, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wama ana minal mushrikeen. He took it very seriously that I am not amongst those that are mushriks, and as a result of me not being part of the mushriks, it becomes imperative upon me to follow that one Allah. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, shirk asghar and shirk akbar. One is the small shirk and one is the greater shirk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to the effect that I do not fear the major shirk for my ummah. That means he knew well, Allah had bestowed him with this information, that he knew quite well that as far as you and I are concerned, we will not give up the belief in one Allah. But as far as shirk asghar is concerned, the small shirk, unfortunately, we are very much inclined towards going towards grave worship in the issue of some individuals, going towards certain individuals and believing that they have the right to dictate to us how to believe and behave, going to certain people and bowing down to them. Remember, my brother, remember, my sister, parents are important. Saints do exist. Pious people are important. But this idea of bowing down to them, thinking that only their du'as get accepted and our du'as cannot get accepted, we are living in a fool's paradise. What they can do, we can do. But the problem with us is we are very lazy. We don't want to do the right things. We just want to transfer everything over for somebody else to do. My brother and sister in Islam, this is not very fair. This is not what Allah has left behind. If we want the best, we must be willing to give the best. When you give the best, you get the best. When you give the best, you get the best. And if you give garbage, and you go towards garbage, and you only give garbage, then garbage is what you will get in return. So it's about time that we reflect. It's about time we give ourselves fully. And inshallah, if we give ourselves in the proper manner, then we will attain the very best as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us submit ourselves, not to people, not to institutions, not to entities out there, except what Allah demands for us to give ourselves towards at all times. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.